15 students from Nanakuli are getting ready to take a tour of UH Manoa's Hawaiian Studies building. They meet at the edge of campus along Manoa's stream at a place called Kanewai. It's home to a natural irrigation system that sustains the productive taro fields growing nearby. 13-year-old Chris Kaneao will be going into 8th grade at Nanakuli Intermediate this fall. He says he never knew there was a place like this at UH.
It's a place to go where you can find peace and calmness. We live in a state that there's a lot of violence, bad words. People say in Nanakuli, oh, they suck. No, we're a lot more than we think we are and they think we do.
Chris says on a recent field trip, the class hiked up Palikea, a ridge that looks down into Nanakuli Valley.
I just thought that was a mountain. Nothing special about them, but now I know not too many schools have this close ahupua'a, where the mountain to the sea.
I was working in my own community, and I felt like I was making a difference. They don't see what we really have and how blessed we are to have our beautiful, you know, the view of the mountains and the ocean. And yeah, Chris was right, not many communities have those things.
That's Gali Kamai, a rising freshman at Nanakuli High. She says the summer program has gotten her thinking more about her future plans.
I want to be an environmental lawyer and protect native lands. So that's something I'm very passionate about, and I enjoy learning about it because the exciting part is being able to pass it on to, you know, my children when they grow up.
That would make Gali a special case. Education statistics show only 66% of Nanakuli students end up graduating. Pauline Sato is someone who's trying to change that. She's the executive director of the Malama Learning Center. She says field school activities have ranged from a tour of the research station on Coconut Island to a study of native plants and different soil types along the Waianae coast. She believes this place-based learning can engage these Nanakuli kids, two-thirds of whom are Native Hawaiian.
I mean, every morning the students are chanting, you know, they learn to chant for Nanakuli, so they say it every morning as a way to honor the place they're in. Sometimes it's just so distinct, you know, now we're doing Hawaiian studies, you know, now we're doing math, and now we're doing science, and it's all separate. What we're trying to do is integrate it all so that there really are no divisions, and it's all, you know, part of learning.
A connection, a real connection between the work that they're doing at this field school and a path that they can identify to continue this work in their own communities.
That's Miki Huihui. She's a community engagement specialist at UH Manoa's Hawaii Nui Akea School.
Nanakuli is rich. It's rich with resources. It's rich with ike. These opio that are here today, they are making a summertime effort to improve themselves and to learn about culture. It's a rich area that has been rich for centuries and will be rich for centuries in the future. And we want these opio to be a real living part of that.
Ultimately, Miki wants the kids to get a taste of the opportunities the university has to offer and hopefully spark the desire to go to college themselves. Molly Solomon for HPR News.